When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shivani.
It's Rona.
Been on 5 dates with this guy and we still haven't kissed. I really like him and he seems to really like me because he texts me all day and we speak on the phone all the time. But he's never kissed me. What should I do?
Five dates.
My boyfriend has refused to do an STD test. It's been 2 months since I've asked him almost every day, but he keeps avoiding it. Is it a red flag?
How can you get an STD or STI?
But the point is that the husband clearly had been cheating and now had given chlamydia to his wife. Particularly Arabs and Muslim clients that ask for hymen repair so their husbands believe they're a virgin.
Tell the man that she's a virgin, she's never had intercourse before, which is in a way cheating, really, on the man. Cheating the man she's gonna marry.
Right. Tried it on with me.
What?
Shouldn't say that online. Well, he was on a dating app when I was single and started chatting me up for ages.
Don't judge people for staying, Rona.
I don't judge.
Everyone, maybe he has issues, maybe
no,
he doesn't
listen,
know,
listen,
maybe
listen,
he
listen,
can't
listen,
communicate
listen.
How he feels. If you know that your friend's husband is cheating on them, should you tell your friend? It's Shivani.
It's Rona.
Welcome to our Christmas special.
We are back.
Make sure you like and subscribe. Rona.
Shivani, why are you giving me that look? I've missed you so much.
Because I am wearing these stupid ears that have fallen. And I gave you those ones and I'm really upset.
Okay, I'm going to caveat to everyone that's watching. I walked in and she goes, you're getting these because they match your hair. That's literally what happened. And she goes, and those are matching me, okay? Love you. Haven't seen you for like, well, not, I've obviously seen you, but then we've done this for months. So
for months.
Nice to see you.
Very happy to be back.
I'm so happy.
Really sorry for the jingling because it's just really annoying me, but we're just going to roll with it. You look really like Santa sexy and I look like Lindsay Lohan at the Halloween party dressed as the zombie.
Oh my God, that is an iconic moment. Also, do you want to hear something really random? Speaking of sex, today I got tagged in a photo and it was a porn account. And
oh, I get them sent every day.
No, but they tagged me, as in like they took a photo, my photo, and I'm wearing, you know, that latex corset that I wore on Halloween, yeah? You know the one? And they've tagged me. So I'm like, are they pawning me off on their porn website?
Why are you not freaking out about that?
I mean, there's nothing really to see. I mean, you could leave it to the imagination. I don't really
know. Oh my God, tell them to remove it.
Yeah, obviously, but I just blocked them. That was my first initial reaction. No?
Oh my God.
How horrendous. Also, I was like, that photo is not photo is not pornographic. Don't you agree?
Debatable.
Can you calm down? You look like a rooster, can I just say? So just calm down.
This is honestly so annoying, but I'm just going to take one for the team. I'm going to laugh through the pain. Anyway, we are going through Christmas dilemmas. First of all, happy Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing Day, team.
I hope you all had a lovely Christmas.
I can't wait for 2023 to be over.
I know, thank God.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Christmas dilemmas today.
Yeah.
So you go first. Tell me, what has been the Christmas dilemma that someone has written to you?
Okay, so someone wrote something to me and I actually have a lot of insight on them. They basically said... insight on it.
It's meant to be anonymous, yeah?
Yeah. I have insight on it. You'll see what I mean, okay? It is, my boyfriend has refused to do an STD test. It's been 2 months since I've asked him almost every day, but he keeps avoiding it. Is it a red flag?
Wait, why does she want him to do an STD test?
I don't know. No, but maybe she, I mean, didn't go into it, but maybe she is suspicious. But the reason why I said I have insight is, did I ever tell you the story about my dad?
No, go on.
My dad's a gynecologist.
Right, yeah, I know that.
And he once had a patient, and this patient came in, and she wanted an abortion. And before the abortion, my dad always takes STD tests, just because he does it like as a precautionary. So did the procedure, and then after the procedure, he called the patient and was like, oh, just as an FYI, you do have chlamydia. And she was really shocked, and he was like, obviously just delivering the news and being like, this is how we're going to treat it. But she was going crazy because she was like, how can I have it? The only person I've been with and slept with is my husband. So then the husband tried to basically call my dad and say that he'd mixed up the lab tests and that he was taking him to court for causing problems and all this stuff. Obviously, my dad didn't mix up the lab tests, right? But the point is that the husband clearly had been cheating and now had given chlamydia to his wife.
Question. because I don't really know much about this stuff. How can you get an STD or STI?
Are you joking?
Listen to me. Because
babe, sexual intercourse, that's
yeah,
how you do
I
it.
I get it, I get it. But let's say me and my
husband... And other sexual activities?
Let's say me and my husband are having sex. Can one of us just contract it, or do we have to sleep with somebody else to get it? Does that make
sense?
You
don't randomly contract it. I hear what you're saying, but you catch it off someone else.
Well, right? How did the first person ever get it, is my question.
I mean, I don't know, right? It's an infection. It's you know, it depends. There's bacterial and there's viral as well. So it completely depends. But I'm not an expert on how the very first virus or bacteria got onto someone's body.
But do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
But so it can't happen in a couple.
Also, obviously, the more sexual partners that you've got, the more likelihood that you are to contract it, right?
And so if you're in a long-term relationship with someone,
correct,
and one of you has an STD, it is 100% they've cheated
there's,
on you.
There's some different... I guess it completely also depends on different types of disease, because if you have something like cystitis, for example,
yes,
you know, that can happen, like that can manifest in different ways in the body. But things like... I almost want to get my dad and just call him. He'd actually
we should.
Give that. Should I actually?
Yeah, go on. Actually, let's call him.
I'm going to put on my speakerphone.
So yeah, great.
Make me laugh so much. This is literally...
We're going to ask him how... If you...
Do you want to ask him how the very first one came out? Okay, here we go. You know, I ask him all the time about this stuff. Like, even so, like, my friend once asked him about hymen repair.
What's that?
Oh my God, you actually not know. I feel like this has become very sexual. Sorry. Oh, he has to answer. Come on, Dad, answer.
Maybe he's in surgery.
Yeah, maybe he is in surgery. That's actually... He will call me back.
Okay, fine. What's hymen?
So, oh my God, I'm literally like, this is like a sex education lesson.
Yeah, I know. Tell me.
So like, you know, when you're a virgin, well, suppose like you have your hymen and your hymen breaks when you lose your virginity. Hence
yes. Okay,
your,
fine.
Yes. Okay. So that all
but
happens.
A lot of people, if they use a tampon, their
correct,
hymen can
correct,
break,
correct.
Right?
But what happens is that my dad gets a lot of clients, particularly Arabs and Muslim clients, that ask for hymen repair. So their husbands believe they're a virgin.
How does somebody know if your hymen has broken?
Because of the blood, the bleeding, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, because a lot of girls will bleed when they lose their virginity.
Really?
Yeah. I can't believe you don't know any of this.
I don't know any of this.
Why? Have you been living under a rock?
That's so interesting.
I mean, I only like, you have to remember, like, I know all of this because my dad is a gynecologist and he literally took me when I was 12 to the pub to have a sex ed lesson about, like, everything.
Well, why would you go for your hymen repair? Just have sex on your period for the first time and just say that's your hymen.
No, but I think they kind of know. Anyways, it's a thing, babe, and they pay for it. It's a big thing. Anyways.
How much do they pay?
We're veering off. I don't know. I'm waiting for my dad to call me back, which will be hilarious when he does.
We should just on this podcast with your dad. Yeah. Have asked him all the questions.
Literally. And this is what all my friends do. They literally ask all the time all these questions. But the point is, let's go back to the person with the dilemma.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Sorry. So the point is that if you have nothing to hide, you would take the test. Like, if I was asked to take the test by my partner, I have nothing to hide. I'd be like, sure, babe, we can take the
test. Yeah, of course.
So I do think it's a red flag if somebody's avoiding it. I have to be honest.
But Rose, men are weird. Some men don't want to do it because they feel uncomfortable and it's, like, strange. And what's the procedure isn't it uncomfortable for them
to
do that?
But listen, I think that a relationship is based on trust. And if it makes your partner feel better, and I think that also it's respectful as well for somebody to feel comfortable to know. And if I was her as well, that I would say, look, I'm going to take a test and then she can take the test as well just to make sure that she's clean, etc. But if he's refusing to take the test, I do think it's a red flag. And if it is embarrassment, like you said, I think you should be able to have that conversation.
True.
But I do think you should, you know, have your wits about you just to make sure that you are in a space where you feel like you can trust the person that you're
yeah,
with,
true.
You know? And I'm sure that in your position, like in your relationship, there are certain things that you might not want to do and vice versa, but you do it because it's compromise and it's safety. And I do think that when it comes to sexual health, it's really important and respectful that, you know, you are, like, you know, respecting the other person's body.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We need to know a little bit more. Has it come from paranoia? Has it come from an intuition?
There wasn't really much. That was it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think if you are doing it because you're really paranoid and you've seen it on a podcast and you're like, shit, I saw someone, you need to take an STI test or whatever, then I'm not sure. But if it's something that you have a gut feeling about or you're worried, then I think the partner should do it. I think they should do it. But anyway, I've got a really funny one, by the way, for you.
Oh, also, new beads.
Yep, new beads from Mojo. Good energy only is what it says.
I love it. I want it. It's got a little gummy bear on it.
Yeah, so
cute. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to find this so funny. I really like this guy that I'm dating, but he never brushes his teeth at night. Every morning we wake up, I cannot kiss him because his breath stinks. What should I do? Okay.
Do they know, by the way, I was talking to you today? Like when you
put Well, yeah. They must have. Okay, question on that. Sorry, just really quickly. Is it a very normal thing to brush your teeth twice a day? Obviously, you'd recommend it, but you have patients that come in. I'm sure not everybody brushes their teeth twice a day. So sometimes I forget if I'm drunk.
Yeah, so
or tired.
Obviously it is the ideal, and particularly because when you sleep at night, the saliva and the composition, the amount and the composition totally changes at night. So actually it's really, really important that you do brush your teeth before you go to bed. Obviously when you wake up as well, because you've not had water, because like the food from last night has been fermenting in your mouth, all these different things can contribute to bad breath. Mm-hmm. Such a tricky one. I think like body odor smells and things like that is such a tricky one, because also the other day I'd noticed that one of my girlfriends, or she's a kind of more of acquaintance, every time I've seen her for the past 2 hours really smells of BO.
What do you do? I've had that too. And I just can't say anything.
I find it such a difficult one, but I do know that, like, have you ever had it though that at school there's always the brutal girl that's like, you need to wear deodorant to the person that smells. Did you ever have that? We had one girl that like brutally told another girl, like, you need to wear deodorant.
Oh no, but yeah. I just feel like it's sad because, I mean, if it's every time, then fair enough. I don't know. It's such a horrible thing to say to someone, isn't it?
Bad teeth is a deal breaker for me, babes.
Like, yeah, obviously, but what should that person do? You can't tell someone to brush their teeth.
I think that
just like you can't tell someone to wear deodorant.
I was actually with someone last night and they told me that they first got a boyfriend and they'd noticed the boyfriend had like hardened tartar at the bottom of the teeth and was like, oh, it's really bugging me. And so she said, oh, let's go to the dentist like one day before, like, I don't know, going to Winter Wonderland or something. And he was like, that's so random. She's like, no, let's go. Like, I love getting my teeth cleaned and I booked you in just like, you know, so you can have a bit of an experience. My hygienist is absolutely amazing.
Okay.
And she sort of tackled it like that. And then afterwards, he was like, was that strategic? And then she was like, no, I just wanted you. And he actually really liked it. So I think that, you know, perhaps when she's brushing her teeth, she could be like, oh, you know, like, do you want to come? Or, you know, maybe do something like, I've got this amazing new toothbrush and then I got you one and I want to see what you think of it. You know,
it's so funny. Yeah, imagine but if someone was like, shall we do a fun activity together and brush our teeth?
Like, for example, right? Like, I think looking after your hygiene is just as important as looking after yourself.
Agree.
So, for me, for example, I don't find it attractive if a man doesn't look after himself
in terms of
like physically and things like that. And, you know, there were points like my fiance works in finance.
Can we just pause there for a second?
Yes, I'm engaged. I'm not single. I'm going to die alone. Contrary
from the last
think.
Time yeah. from the last time, so in your face if you're a hater.
But ultimately the thing is that my fiance, that he went through a stage because he works in finance and he got through a stage where he let go a bit, like, because you had to go out drinking with clients and all that stuff. And I actually said to him, I was like, I don't find it attractive. I find it really attractive when someone like looks after themselves, goes to the gym. And some people might say, you know what, actually, that's really harsh, Rona, because imagine if he said that to you. But to be honest, if a partner did say that to me, I wouldn't take it badly or offensively. I think it's the way that you deliver it. It's really important. But for me, I'm sorry, it is something personal to me when somebody looks after themselves, and that includes hygiene as well. So if I have bad breath or certain bodily odours, then I think that
you want someone to tell you.
Yeah, I would want that. But I think it's the delivery. Do you know what I mean?
Your breath stung today.
Oh, did it? Dead. You're such a little... Yeah, so I think that that's...
Your stink.
Yeah, sorry. So I think that's important. But you know what's really interesting? I actually dated a guy once. Listen to this, right? And he was very good looking. But when I first kissed him, he had a really metallic taste in his mouth. And I couldn't put my finger on it. But
like
it made
blood.
Me feel sick. No, it just made me feel a bit sick, right? So listen, I was really strategic about it. So I was like, you should come in for a checkup, right? So he comes in for a checkup and nothing was wrong, babe. No decay, no gum disease. And I actually think it's because I didn't fancy him. Have you ever had that thing where someone's smell repulses you, but it's not necessarily a bad smell? Have you ever had that? And it's a thing. It's a thing about pheromones.
Like pheromones, yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't like the smell of this person, but you don't know why. But it's actually a scientific thing.
I know what pheromones, like, I know what, I believe.
But you've never had that where, like, for example, someone, you're like, oh my God, I don't fancy you. Like, and then.
Oh yeah, of course. But it's never like made me feel like sick if I've like kissed them or
this has been an entire lesson for Shivani today, who clearly has no idea about relationships and sex. And I'm joking.
Very rude.
Yeah.
Okay. We already have enough haters telling me I don't know enough about relationships. All right. Next question.
Oh, this is a really sad one.
I am a mum of four children and I have been with my husband for 15 years. He keeps spending time outside of the house and I suspect that he might actually be having an affair with his receptionist who is 20 years younger. I don't know what to do, but it is giving me Love Actually. Do you know what she means by that?
Yeah.
I do. Alan Rickman.
Yeah, I have watched that. I'm not
Yeah,
really sure.
But can I just say that Emma Thompson scene doesn't make you cry every time?
It's heartbreaking.
You know when she goes underneath the yeah, and then she opens up the CD and then like I think every woman's heart like absolutely bleeds. I feel really sad about this situation. So sorry to whoever's going through this. I think it's a really tricky one and I do think it's such a cliche dilemma that people do face. And I really hope it's not true. And I think it's important to give yourself a little bit of grace for what's going on, but also I think not to jump to conclusions because from what I understand from the message, it's a suspicion, not necessarily confirmed.
Yeah, it's not a fact.
But I do think as well, again, since the last time, I don't know, cheating's complex. I am not condoning. I saw you like an Esther Perel post the other day, by the way, on Instagram. It says Shivani Pugh and 700 other people.
What did
like,
you just call me again? What
pow,
is my name?
Pow, 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 pow.
What
pow.
Is wrong with you?
It's the you that puts
You just
me
said
on.
Pugh. What the hell? Pow. You are cancelled. Everyone cancel Rona now. I'm joking.
Pow, Shivani Pow. They'll take you seriously. So I think that, I also think it's complex in the sense that if you've been with somebody for many, many years, you experience different things in different parts of your relationship. So what I mean by that is, and obviously you can comment based on like your own parents, but the way the relationship begins at like the 1 year,
yeah.
then the 5 year, then the 10 year, then the 15 year, and then obviously when you've got kids and stuff thrown into the mixer, the dynamics of the relationship do change. And I
they
think
do.
That things change. I'm not excusing his behavior, but if they're childhood sweetheart, something might have happened, like a shift in him, etc.
Yeah, but fine, communicate it.
Yeah, totally, which is what I was about to say, that if you are worried, I do think that perhaps you should communicate it. That's not to say that he'll necessarily say
no,
the
I think
truth.
He should communicate it if he's
yeah,
cheating.
But he might not know, right? You, as again, Shivani, you make it out like people have all this self-awareness and knowledge.
We're going to get into a debate here.
No.
You're telling me, yeah, that if your fiance, yeah, the intention.
I've chosen, first of all, I've not been with someone that's my childhood sweetheart, number one. Number two, I have purposely chosen somebody that has really done the work. So our communication is so open, Shivani.
Okay, fine. Look, if your childhood sweethearts, first of all, if I'm honest, and I know people are going to hate me for saying this.
Go on.
I don't think you should be with the same person since your face
have,
like
have
that.
You, have, no, but have you had friends that have done that? Like literally married someone they've been with since they were like 18 or 21?
Yeah.
And?
They seem fine.
Actually?
Well, I don't know.
Do you know.
You never know. Every relationship has its problems. However,
I'm such a different person.
Do not think you should marry the first person you date.
Yeah.
I don't even think you should marry like the second person you date. I think you should date a few people to figure out what you want. But look, what if you find your soulmate from the like when you're 16 and you find them?
But that's it. I disagree. I also don't think there's one soulmate for the rest
of your
life.
Yeah, I do agree on that too. I don't believe in soulmates.
But you know, and it was so funny because also on that topic, I know we're just, you know, we love taking tangents, people. But on that topic, what's your thoughts? Okay, so recently there's been quite an interesting conversation. I think I talked to you about it. A few of my friends have got into relationships that they've been with their partner for like a month or two, been seriously love bombed, and they're like, it's the one, it's the one, it's the one, right? Exactly, if you eye roll.
Sick.
And it's really interesting because I've always gone into every relationship or any interaction with certain questions in my mind and I assess behavior. Does that make sense? Like I assess the behavior of that person to see if they are actually into me, if we're compatible, like all those different things. And when I think about it, I don't think I've really ever been love bombed. Like I once had a narcissistic boyfriend who was awful and he did love bomb me. And I did spend time trying to really get to know him. And he lied because he was a narcissist about who he was.
And that's fine. But what I'm trying to say is it was really interesting listening to some people around me in these new relationships really feel like it's the one. But I was listening to a podcast, that amazing girl, I don't know if you know her, she's, I think she's Emirati. She's got the tattoos and the nose.
Oh, yeah, Sara.
And she was basically saying that love bombing situations are very dangerous because what happens is that it's a constant battle of the hormones. Mm. So it's constant highs and constant lows. And so you feel like someone is like the one or like this overwhelming. But what's happened is the dopamine's so high and then you might not hear from them or something like that and then it crashes and then they give you more and then you're doing this constantly. So you're actually constantly going through this like dopamine and serotonin high and low. Mm. And I thought that was a really interesting way to say it. But it's quite, for me, what's fascinating is that so many people still think that because of those highs, those extreme highs and lows, it's love. But I'm like, it's a hormone.
I literally spoke about this on the podcast today and the therapist said it's fear.
Fear of what? Interesting.
She was like, when you have that high, it's your fear that you're going to lose it. When you have that low, it's your fear you're going to lose the person.
Interesting.
Very good. But that actually links on to my next question. Wait, what was the conclusion of that? What did we just say?
So I think perhaps try having a conversation because the person is clearly not good. Try to have that confrontation, see how he reacts.
Check their phone. Hack into their phone.
He denies it and your suspicions are still there, I think that you should try and approach it again and also perhaps make him fully aware of the importance of honesty because you've got children involved as well in this. And I think that that's really, really key. You have to also decide for yourself that if it is the case, are you willing to stay or are you willing to go? I've talked about Esther Perel before and Esther Perel said that in now today's society, so in the previous generations, we were shamed for staying. Sorry, we were shamed for leaving. Now we're shamed for staying.
Yeah.
And she says that's the difficulty because some people do want to work through this stuff. And I don't think we should shame that. If you believe that you and your husband can work through this or you can, then that's for you to decide before you make the decision.
I agree. Also hire a private investigator if he doesn't admit it. Hire me and Rona. We'll find it for you.
Yeah.
The next question is, if you know that your friend's husband is cheating on them, should you tell your friend? If you found out that my boyfriend was cheating on me, would you tell me?
I'll tell you, something happened to me like this before. And yeah, of course I would tell you, but I'll tell you.
That was a bit of a long bloody pause.
No, because I was thinking about what happened to a friend that I had. So basically, a girl, of course I'd tell you, a girl that my friend was engaged to, she was engaged to this guy. And I got told by someone else that he had cheated on her. And I called him first.
Fine. And was she one of your close friends?
Yes, at the time.
So you knew him really well?
Yes,
well.
Yeah. But I knew him through her.
Okay. So you called him.
I still called him.
Yeah, yeah, fine.
Because I was like, there's a rumour.
Yes. Agree.
So there's a rumour and I want you to explain yourself to me. And he actually was like, I'm so madly in love with your friend. And he was like, there was moments of like flirtation, but he never admitted to doing the actual cheating. And to be honest, fast forward 10 years, they're madly in love and married with kids. And I do believe he's faithful to her.
Oh.
So I think it's very easy. Again, like, I know you love your black and whites, babes, but I don't. But obviously, if your current partner was cheating on you now, I would tell you. Yes.
Yes. I think you should tell someone.
Yeah.
But some people have said the reason why they don't is because some people stay and then they end up hating that person who told them. Because they're the one that's ruined that relationship.
But I think that's a risk you have to take. Again, another girl that I saw in my clinic the other day was telling me she had gone to this sort of amazing like vintage store in Knightsbridge. And basically, she went and saw a guy. She was getting some bags or something, whatever. And this guy started hitting on her. And she was like, oh, okay, like, I'll give him a chance. And then he took her out on a couple of dates. Nothing had actually happened. But he was always like love bombing her and stuff like that. And then she was telling her friend about it. And the friend was like, he has a long-term girlfriend. So she ended up messaging the girlfriend and the girlfriend blocked her and then was posting photos of them on holiday. Yeah. Do you think, you know what? This goes back to the thing where I feel like women blame other women for everything.
Yeah, they do.
They like excuse men's behavior because it's like, it's almost like it's your fault he tried it on with you.
This actually happened with Amir Khan and Faryal. Do you know who they are?
He's the boxer, right? Yeah,
correct.
He's tried it on with me.
What?
I shouldn't say that online. Well, he was on a dating app when I was single and started chatting me up for ages.
Sorry, when?
Like, years ago, babe.
So how many years?
8, 9?
Okay, someone needs to confirm in the comment section right now how long they've been married. Well, okay. He's done it many times. He's notorious for it.
But why is she with him still?
Don't judge people for staying, Rona.
I don't judge.
Everyone, maybe he has issues. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he can't communicate how he feels.
No, but listen. I'll tell you one thing. We know a lot of celebrity couples where it's confirmed. We're not saying online. But we know where they are confirmed. And there is no way the wives don't know because so many followers and stuff like end up DMing them, commenting on them. But they stay. And I actually think that the reason why they stay is because also they're really worried about the brand they've built together. So maybe Amir and his wife, like they're like, we've built this whole like brand together, this life together.
But I think she, in the last
Did she ever comment about it or talk about it?
In the last thing that I didn't really look into it too much. But what I do remember is he was messaging this girl. He told this girl that they were separated and that they're only living their life for show. So then she gave him his number. They were chatting and then she said to, on this was all public, which was also really hurtful. And they have two daughters as well. And Farrell basically said that obviously Amir is completely in the wrong, but she said that the girl is completely in the wrong for giving her number to a married man. And she thinks that she's just doing this for money and publicity. And she thinks she's just doing it for clout because nobody ever knew who she was before.
But are they together? So let's confirm they are actually together.
I think they are together, yeah. It's a bit difficult.
You know what? And again,
but if he's telling everyone that they're separated, look, if he's told her that they're separated and he's cheated on her a billion times and this girl knows that, is she in the wrong for giving him the number? I don't know.
But Shiv, you know what would be interesting to talk to your therapist about as well? Don't hate me for saying the P word.
My therapist?
No, the therapist that you have on the show.
Yeah.
You hate the P word, but I'm going to put it out, not as a new patriarchy. Because again, they got cancelled for that. Again, there's some people that say that women hate on women for patriarchy. There's one argument. There's another argument that we're naturally meant to keep compete with each other for the like male to
male
produce.
Gaze.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'd be really interested to know what some of your therapists say. I really don't feel like I'm in a position to comment.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd be interested to know what some of the therapists have said. Ella actually has talked about this before. As I told you, because some will say, no, women only hate women because of the way men have created this system around it. We have been designed to hate each other. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some will say, no, it's in nature. Like you'll see animals and the animal kingdom compete for the male attention because we need to compete for the strongest male to reproduce, bloody, bloody, blah. So it's quite an interesting one.
Very interesting. Okay, I'll bring that up next time. Okay.
Right, listen. So we've got a question, gynecological question. You are live on air, by the way. So there's going to be thousands of people watching this. So get your clinical brain on. Shivani said, is it possible to contract a sexually transmitted disease, an STI, without
cheating?
Without having caught it from somebody. So could it just appear for no reason?
I can't hear him.
It's only sexually transmitted.
Only. But she said, but she...
There has to be intimacy.
Yeah, but is it between... So let's say it's me and my boyfriend. Can it just happen with me and my boyfriend? Or do I have to get it from another boy?
No. You have a... It only happens if a person is infected and you have sex with. So if you had sex with your boyfriend, it's only from your boyfriend. It can't happen from anybody else unless you've had sex with him. So if you've had sex with both, you never know. You can't tell.
But how did the first disease come about then?
So she asks, how did the first disease ever, like how did the virus or bacteria form anyways?
How was the man created? The bacteria are there. And they just came up, they got infected, and that's it. I don't know.
I don't know
about the first man. it's a fantastic question. I love it. I never thought about it. It may have been, you know, I mean, like everything else, it may have been created in the sexual environment. Created.
So let's say somebody comes to you and they say, I have an STI, but they're in a loving relationship. Is it 100% that they have cheated? 100%?
I'm not going to talk about 100%. This is not my business.
See, I told you.
It must have happened due to sexual contact with somebody who's got the
disease.
Got it. You've answered all our questions.
Yeah, thank you so much. And then
thank you.
But the other thing is, for example, if a female has cystitis, and they had sex with their partner, could the cystitis manifest as some kind of symptoms in the male? Cystitis.
Not necessarily. You're asking me, is cystitis can be transmitted yes. from a woman to a man?
Yes.
No, okay. It cannot. Only if the cystitis was due to a sexually transmitted disease, such as chlamydia, such as gonorrhea.
Perfect.
And the cystitis is more common due to E. coli infection, which isn't sexually transmitted.
The last question is, Shivani was fascinated by this. How often do people do hymen repairs?
Well, it's becoming illegal now. I'm not sure whether the law has been passed yet. That you need to check. But there has been a consultation paper, and it's waiting to be read to abolish it completely in the UK. So at the moment, I am not aware really of anybody who does it. And if there are people who still do it, it must be a very small number. And they must justify why are they doing it either, okay? So hymen check, hymen repairs, is really not common in the UK anymore, but it's still done all over the world, you know, where there is no law about it.
Wow.
And I was saying to Shivani, it is in the pursuit of the woman trying to make out that she's still a virgin, correct?
Well, you know, I used to do hymen repairs in the past, and one couple came. They said they wanted to experience virginity again, having had it once. And they said that they would like to revive their marriage by being a virgin again.
Stop it!
That is unusual. But quite honestly, often it is done really to tell the man that she's a virgin, she's never had intercourse before, which is in a way cheating, really, on the man, cheating the man she's going to marry.
Okay. Shocking.
It's all because of culture, obviously. Okay, but I don't do it anymore.
Okay, we love you, Dad.
Scandal. Your dad is so sweet.
You know, people comment on my TikToks and go, your dad was my gynecologist and he's the nicest man in the world. And it makes...
Sorry, the way he answered the phone to you, if I call my dad right now, I'd be like, yes, hello, what do you want?
Your dad's like, my Habibi. I know, and you love
my
Habibi.
My daughter.
Oh, babe, I can't talk about it. It makes me cry. It makes me cry. Like, I literally love him so much.
That's so sweet.
He's literally...
No wonder you don't want to change your surname.
Yeah, but he's just such a good man.
He's so sweet.
Like, honestly, even if you needed anything ever, he'd be there. He'd be like, Takala to come now. Like, he's done that for my friends. Like,
I was going
to
make an inappropriate joke, but I won't because my mom and dad will watch this podcast.
Okay, next. Now you're enlightened about a lot of stuff. It's actually
so insightful.
Yeah.
I can't believe
you should definitely have a gynecologist on the show. Baby.
We'll call him on.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it my question or your question? I don't know.
You go with yours because I'm going to need to get mine up again.
Okay, this is an interesting one. I'm not sure about it. I've been on 5 dates with this guy and we still haven't kissed. I really like him and he seems to really like me because he texts me all day and we speak on the phone all the time. But he's never kissed me. What should I do?
Five dates.
Jinx. Weird.
I think it's a bit odd, and it's a really funny one. You know what, actually, for everyone that wants to know, this is probably like a bit of TMI. A lot of guys that I dated thought was really weird because I actually never did anything physical with anyone. A kiss, yes, but never anything unless I knew where I stood. So, yeah, like, you know, my fiancé... We were like 7 dates in and he was literally like, I've literally just kissed her. And he was like, it's so bizarre. He said this to his friends because he was so used to London dating.
I don't think that's bizarre.
I literally was like, well, and then he, on the 7th date, I was like, so what do you want? He was like, I don't want a relationship, by the way, because we were like together and then not together. Long story. And then he goes, I was like, okay. And then he was like, this is a cheeky fart. He goes, I don't want a relationship. And he goes, but you can come back to mine if you want. And I literally turned around and went, no. And then a year later, he came running back. So it's quite interesting, right? But I don't know. Like, there are also demisexuals. Do you know about this?
No.
Is it demisexual? Yeah, demisexuals are people that prefer spiritual and emotional connection over physical connection. So that is a thing.
Okay.
And you can actually now put that in your Hinge profile and stuff like that. I saw, it's a thing. And some people, but listen, Shiv, people are different, right?
So like, okay, listen, honestly, can I just say,
my empathy,
I think I'm quite open-minded, but you are honestly just like next level.
Kind of like, we're good. Okay,
you're proper woo-woo sometimes. Are you joking?
Okay, listen. I do think that, okay, first of all, is there chemistry is the number one question.
Yeah.
Do you feel there's energy and there's chemistry?
Yes.
Or do you feel like it's turning into friend zone? Because if it's turning into friend zone, then like no and bye. Don't take it personally because it could be just an energy thing. Or you could literally ask him, I think, in a kind of like nice way. Or you could go with like a subtle indication, like little hand on the like knee.
Yes.
Hand on the leg. Do you know what I mean? Like to be like, it's okay.
A good move to have is always put a hand on their arm.
Yeah, yeah.
Be like, oh, you work out.
Yeah.
Learn that from friends.
But I think that it completely depends. Either check if he's a demisexual. 2, give him some kind of gesture. 3, do you feel it? Is there energy there? People know in this chemistry, right? Like, I feel like you know in this sexual chemistry.
I would just love for this person to ask this guy, sorry, are you demisexual? We'd be like, what?
If you met him on Hinge, it'll be on his profile, just saying.
Or you can put some mistletoe under the tree at Christmas. Where is this stupid... Honestly, this hat...
Really bumming her out.
It's really stressing me out. I honestly feel like...
How much did you pay for these? I hope not premium prices.
Well, I feel like this is like gonna... Look, I feel like it's completely squashed now. Rona looks so flipping nice and I look like a freak. I look like a clown.
You look
anyway,
model all the time.
We're moving on from this. Okay, anyway.
Next.
Well, no, wait. I wanted to talk to you about something. Oh my God, a memory has triggered. One of my friends said that she had sex with someone and they never took their trousers off.
How's that possible?
Well, I think they didn't take it. I don't know. I think they didn't take it off. By the way, this is about a friend because someone's going to be like, that obviously happened to you. That has not happened to me. But, or it was something like, I know. Or it was something like they never took their top off. But I'm pretty sure it was the trousers because even we were like, how did that happen? But I think they just rolled it down. They never took it off completely. Yeah. How weird is that?
So flipping weird. So weird.
What's your term for that? I'm sure you have an enlightened term for like their trouser sexual. They're like a closed cis person. They like have to put their clothes on.
Listen, I'm trying to work out the logistics. That's what I'm trying to work out. I'm like, how is?
Well, I think they probably just rolled it down to here. I presume. I don't
know. The logistics would just
maybe came out the zipper. Who knows? Honestly, I don't know. I can't remember. It was a long, long, long time ago, so I actually can't remember. But wouldn't it be weird if someone kept their top on the whole time as well?
Mm. Okay, so that leads me on.
Would you find that weird?
I would find it weird, but this leads me on to my next question. I've been seeing someone for 6 months and I really like him. The sexual chemistry is great. We had sex for the first time, but there was no foreplay. We then had sex a few other times and there was still no foreplay. I don't know if I should bring this up with him or if this is a bit weird.
Why is this turned into a sex podcast?
I know, literally, we just called my dad.
Yeah, literally, why?
Do you think it's a self... So, that, again, there's a really great girl that I treat. She's actually a sexual podcaster.
Okay,
and she
bring her on.
You should, actually. She's very good. She talks about how it's selfish not to give foreplay in the bedroom. I guess it just depends on what
if you
like
it or not.
Yeah, exactly. So perhaps maybe you should instigate it or initiate
maybe he feels awkward because you haven't done it to him.
Maybe, no, I think you should try initiating it and seeing his response to it. And if he's really like not into it, maybe you could bring it up, you know.
I think you should bring it up and say, I really like it.
Because I think it's a preference. It's not something that's going to go away if you don't like nip it in the bud in the beginning.
Yeah, and if you want it, I think you should communicate it.
Yeah.
I literally just spoke to these two therapists and their whole thing was, if you want something, communicate it. That person is not a mind reader. Yeah. How are they meant to know?
Communication is key. And you know what? Like, I've realized like the thing that has made my relationship so strong because we're at the 5-year mark. And that's what I was trying to say to you. Like, the 1-year mark is so different to the 5-year mark. It's like constant communication. And we're doing this amazing trip in Costa Rica in Christmas but we're doing it about like really like connecting together and stuff like that. Cause like our London lives are really stressful. Like, you know how busy I am.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was that communication. And I think communication is such a key thing when it comes to like a successful relationship. Our friend had said to me once, which I think was really apt, he said to me, that, you know, communication is how you grow old with someone. It's communication and compromise. And I was like, that's so true.
I love that.
Yeah.
I agree. I think if you communicate how you feel, I mean, there's really no recipe for disaster.
Right. Let's move on from sex. Have you got anything else?
Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah, I've got... all of mine are relationships or sex. Okay, this one is... This one really makes me sad. Hey, I just saw your video on breakups and relationships, and I feel like I'm a bit stuck at the moment because I have been with someone for the last 5 years and I really deep down don't believe that he's the one for me. I feel really, really sad because I'm in my early 30s and I'm an Indian woman, and now I'm going to feel like I'm in yet another failed relationship and it feels so hard. I don't know if I should stay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, don't stay if you don't believe that this is the one, or you don't believe that you can work through this. Now, I've talked to Shivani and I'll look at Shivani's view on the one. And I think that, you know, it's important. Both of us are in healthy, happy relationships. And we've also had really like clear communications, non-toxic relationships. Mm-hmm. Now, I had a love coach at one point in my life. And this love coach said to me, when people say, you know, when you know, all it means is I have confidence in the decision that I'm making right now, because no one knows. You never know what the future holds. And I think about some of my friends or some of my people. So don't be jaded by love bombing. Don't be jaded by people that say these things. Look deep in your heart. Is this partner not for you for reasons that really matter? So things like you're not attracted to them. They're poor at communication. They're not trustworthy. They're not loyal. All these things that really matter for a successful relationship. And attraction is important. Let's not get it wrong. Or is he lazy? Or is he uninteresting or non-sociable, you know, like all those things that really matter. But remember, that kind of like crazy lust is not necessarily a sign, you know, that you should be in it. However, I also know many people that have been incredibly successful relationships, gone on to have a family and gone on to be really happy with their partners. And they met them when they were like 39. Now, I'm not going to say don't care. We are women. And if you want children, we do have to think about that stuff. You know, I'm 36 and it's at the forefront of my mind. I'm not going to pretend on that. And I meet some people that have watched our podcast and, you know, they're in their 40s and they're like, I'm so stressed out because I really, really want children. But that's also not to say that's the be-all and end-all, but I'll tell you what is the be-all and end-all: your happiness. 100%. And there are people that are single and happy, and there are people that get married and meet a life partner and have no kids and are still happy, and there are people that get married and have kids and are deeply unhappy. So really, your life path shouldn't be compared. Shivani, I'm sure you could shed more of light. I'm Middle Eastern, so I understand to some degree the pressures. You've spoken a little bit about that, but I don't think you should stick at something because you're fundamentally unhappy. And I think you should try and get out if you don't want to work at this, and if you truly believe this person has never been the one for you.
That is the hardest situation to be in, because deep down when you know, I do think you know if someone's not right for you, and you're trying so hard and it will break eventually. So I would always say to leave now, because if you wait till you're 35, you're going to have all of these emotions, but they're going to be heightened. If you're still in your early 30s, you're still at the early stages of recognizing, okay, this isn't right for me, and you leave. Of course, I'm not saying you should just leave if something doesn't feel off, but if you really don't believe someone is for you, I think the biggest mistake anyone can make is being with the wrong person. And I only know that because I've been the wrong person and I feel like I'm with the right person. And I think when you're with the right person, you think, how on earth did I not get out sooner so I could find that right person? Do you know what I mean?
And I think that once you've broken up with that person, like, you should definitely spend time really understanding yourself, because the reason why you might find yourself in what you've said failed relationships is also because it could be a you problem as well. Like, not, and I say that in a loving way, like, when
the boundaries
I found,
you haven't found, but
when I
found, wanted,
when I found myself coming out of another toxic situation, I was literally like, I looked in the mirror after crying in the shower and I went, I'm the common denominator. I literally cried and go, I am it. I can blame all these men and all these bad situations, but I am also putting myself in these situations and I am attracted to this kind of man. And I started to do work on myself, therapy, workshops, coaches, friends, all that cliche stuff that works. And then I actually ended up attracting a very healthy person with boundaries, with love, with care and understanding that, you know, relationships don't need to be heightened emotions all the time, and it is about being with the right person. So I think, you know, but also don't panic. You know, I really think that, like, again, and I, this is advice for me and anyone else, like, everybody's story is different, right? Lex Friedman read the other day the sunscreen song. I've told you about this before. And my favorite line is, maybe you'll marry, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll get divorced, maybe you won't. Maybe you have children, maybe you won't. And then he goes, whatever happens, don't congratulate or berate yourself too much, because your choices are half chance, so are everybody else's. And the point is that we never know. You know, there was a girl that had a huge love story that I went to uni with. She met her partner at 29. He was 10 years old. They were hugely in love. And they recently divorced because he just had a breakdown and decided that he wanted to go and become a monk, and literally called for a divorce.
No way.
And the thing is I bumped into her at the gym and I'm like, no one would have called that 10 years ago.
Of course.
So everybody goes to just don't compare, but right now focus on what you really
exactly.
want.
I agree. I don't think you should settle. And I think you should never, ever also put your worth to your relationships as well.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time we define ourselves on what it looks like on paper and what it looks like from the outside. If you're feeling lonely in a relationship, don't feel scared to feel lonely when you're single. Because that's the worst thing you can do.
What advice do you have, though, for the cultural problems that we both have, especially within an Indian, Middle Eastern?
As in, you just cannot let other people's opinions get to you. They're not living your life. Mm. When you die, it's not going to be all those aunties and uncles that are telling you you're a failure. It's going to be you who's married to this random guy who feels so resentful that you didn't make that choice to leave and to find the love of your life. I really do believe that anyone can find love. I don't know if that's me being really naive, but I do think people can. I just don't think people are going to find it at the exact age or time that they want it in. Mm. But I don't think you should settle.
Also,
that's the one life thing.
I just wouldn't
settle.
You can have more than one love of your life.
I agree.
I've definitely been in love more than once.
I agree. I
think and also love that love of my life was good for that period of time. But when I look back, I'm like, I don't want to be with you now. You know what I mean?
Exactly. They're good for then.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not good for now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, last question. Yours.
Are we done already?
We're done.
This is the end. I feel so resentful about dating apps. I've tried to persist, but I find that men are constantly asking for nudes and I find it really off-putting. Is it me being uptight or is
no.
this normal?
No, not normal. Weird.
What, asking for nudes?
Bizarre.
Also, I don't get the dick pic thing as well. Like, as
disgusting. For some reason, by the way, and that's why I said these porn videos.
Do you get sometimes? I get randos.
I'm not joking. I'm in the request section, like every single day I get three. Also, for some reason, I have got a message from multiple sugar daddies. Multiple. Honestly, I'm going to screenshot them on the screen. They are honestly shocking. Literally every day I get a DM by a sugar daddy.
Do you know who also...
£5,000 a week.
Not bad.
I could be making like 60K a week from a sugar daddy. And they say no nudes and we don't need anything from you. Hello, sweetie. Sorry if this offends you. Would you be interested in having a sugar daddy with an allowance of £5,000 per week, which doesn't involve sex?
But I'll tell you one thing, Shivani. I think, again, this goes back to the generational problems that we're dealing with. There's a really beautiful influencer called Charlie Howard. She came to the clinic and she did this amazing article in Elle magazine. I think it was Elle magazine or something like that. And it was basically about how horrendous dating has become and how like online dating has become. And because she talks a lot about body image, so she does a lot of like underwear and bikini photos, but not posed, more like, this is my body, people would class this as an imperfection, but this is like who I am. And she says that like the guys that she goes on dates with are like hypersexualizing her, and sometimes she's like, is it my Instagram, like I don't know what's going on. But I wouldn't say that her photos are hugely sexual, by the way. They're really, really not, you know, because as I said to you, it's showing birthmarks or like unfactoring positions or whatever, you know whatever it is. And I do think like people have become so jaded, and I do think people have become hypersexualized, and I don't really necessarily, if anyone wants to do OnlyFans, that's their own prerogative. But again, I think that creates a completely different thing. I was asking the guys that I was with over for dinner a couple of weeks ago. They said they would never date a girl that's on OnlyFans, which I thought was interesting. And the debate was like, well, what if she can't afford to pay for things? Do you know what I mean? And then like what's your views on that as well?
What, on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Of course you wouldn't, but what do you think of it as a way to make ends meet for people?
It depends what you're doing. If you're posting photos.
Naked photos.
People post naked photos on Instagram and they don't get paid for it.
I mean, these are much more naked.
I don't personally agree with that. And I think that the reason I personally don't agree with it is I think if we raise women to think that that's totally fine and normal and we should all be doing it and there's nothing wrong with it, then I feel like what is the world coming to, in my opinion?
Feet are a massive thing there. You know that.
It's like ridiculous. Okay, if you were told that you could get £5,000 per foot pick and nobody knew that they were your feet, you didn't have to say that they were your feet, would you do it?
I don't know. You? You would, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't. Are you joking?
But no one would know it was you.
I would know. I think it's weird.
I don't get the foot thing. I have ugly feet anyway, so it's not like a kind of thing.
Someone the other day uploaded a photo and someone in the comment section said, why did you hide your armpit?
People into your armpits?
Not my armpit. It was someone else's photo, but I was like, wait, what? Is that sexual? I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything's sexualized these days. I don't know. I don't really agree with OnlyFans. Also, actually, funny debate. I was having this debate with my friends.
But hold on. Can we just go back to her question quickly? Just before we sum that up. But I definitely think that, like, you should... I think it's a red flag if they hypersexualize things, like... almost immediately. Not to say that that doesn't work, because one of my best friends is in a long-term relationship and it was getting sexual from like week three on like text and stuff, but they're together in a full-on relationship now. So I'm not going to say it doesn't work, but for me, I'm actually a person that likes emotional connection before.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just me.
I agree.
And if that's for you, you definitely should be like, hey, maybe this person's not for me, or you put a boundary in place.
Yeah. Agree. Okay, last thing I actually want to say. Someone, this was a story, they said, this guy was buying this girl's shoes on OnlyFans. Yeah? Very weird. And he basically started...
He's buying girl's shoes.
This particular girl's shoe. Yeah, so let's just call the girl Kate. So Ben is the boy, and he was buying Kate's shoes. So he was selling her shoes for like... No, he was buying her shoes for like $2,000-$3,000 per pair of shoes. And apparently one day she ran out of shoes. So she said to her flatmate, can I borrow a pair of your shoes? Because I have to be like worn to give to this guy. He noticed that the shoes weren't the same smell.
Not even the size.
Well, I think the size must have been the same or something. They weren't the same smell. And he basically didn't want to have it. Another story, sorry, someone else told me. I don't know why I'm having so many of these conversations. I think it was OnlyFans. Someone was paying for someone's poo to be sent in a box. How do you feel about that?
Disgusting. Absolutely rank.
What if someone was paying you $10,000 per
poo?
No
way. Absolutely.
Why not? They don't have to know it's
so
your poo.
Weird, though. Like, I feel like all these people need help. Like, imagine if they actually went to therapy instead of spending this money on feces. You know,
imagine
what I mean?
$10,000 a poo. What do they do with that as well? It's bizarre.
Disgusting. But there's a whole thing again about people
that Dubai
like, smearing
situation.
It.
Do you know about it? I don't know much about that.
Yeah, but
though.
It's one of those like friend of a friend. Like, I feel like I've heard
this
story.
Yeah, I saw it on TikTok. I don't know it.
Yeah,
I don't know it. So, how weird though.
Yeah.
Anyway, the debate we were having with my friend, she said that she would do the shoe thing. Would you do the shoe thing if someone was going to pay you $2,000 per pair of shoes?
No,
I would not
I also
do that.
Like my shoes. Do you know what I mean?
You
like
just buy a new pair.
Yeah, but I've got vintage. Do you know what I mean? Like,
classic.
Right,
that's such a new thing to say. Mine's an exclusive pair that you're not going to have.
But I don't. You know what though? Imagine. Do you think there's a niche for like before and after pictures of teeth or something?
Would you do that?
Yeah.
I guess it's not your teeth you'd be selling anyway. Maybe start that.
Yeah, but actually, no, I'd have to consent off the patients, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been a fun episode.
I know, I've missed you, Shiv.
This has been a lovely episode of us talking about sex and relationships.
Tell us which reindeer hats you like better. I think she looks better, but anyway.
You look 3 billion times better. I honestly look like a freak. But anyway, it's fine. Whatever. I hope you enjoyed our Christmas special. We hope you have a lovely festive period. And Rona will be back in the new year to talk about maybe a particular topic. Maybe
get my
not...
dad in. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, honestly, we should.
We could talk about so much.
Rather than talking just about sex and relationships.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.